Mind Food Radio. Smart thinking with Michael McHugh.
And we're back with Mind Food Radio now, and turning the conversation to the environment and recycling. Well, TerraCycle is an innovative global recycling company, and it has announced this month that it will be officially launching into Australia. The organisation has kept more than 2.6 billion pieces of waste from landfills around the world through innovative recycling programs called Brigades. This is the first time TerraCycle's recycling system, which already operates in 23 countries, including US, Canada, the UK and New Zealand, will be available to Aussies. So we've got Anna Minns on the phone now, and she's the General Manager of TerraCycle Australia New Zealand. Welcome, Anna.
Hi, Efrazeni. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for taking the time to talk with us. Well, for those who don't know much about TerraCycle, can you just tell us a little bit about the organisation and how it began?
Sure. So we're a waste company, and we recycle unrecyclable waste. So we're only interested in the kinds of waste that you currently can't recycle through council recycling, which is more than 50% of waste. And we turn those waste streams into new sustainable products. We started about 12 years ago. Our founder and CEO, Tom Zaki, he dropped out of Princeton University to start the company.
Wow.
And now we're in 24 countries, Australia being the 24th.
Fantastic. And why did it take so long to get to Australia?
I know. I was actually living in America just over a year ago, and I'd heard of TerraCycle, and I approached them and started working there with a view to opening up their operations in Australia, and started in New Zealand 6 months ago and in Australia this week. So we're thrilled to be here finally.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, tell us about some of these non-recyclables that you mentioned that TerraCycle is using and creating into new products.
Well, in Australia, so worldwide, we recycle over 100 different waste streams. But in Australia, we've started with cigarette waste, which is very exciting. So for the first time in Australia, anyone can recycle cigarette waste.
Wow, wouldn't that be fantastic for our beaches?
Yeah, the biggest waste stream in Australia and the world. We are also recycling Nespresso coffee capsules, toothbrushes and toothpaste tubes as part of our oral care brigade with Colgate. And we're also recycling cleaning products. Packaging. The Australian company Nature's Organics is funding that program, and they make cleaning laundry and beauty product packaging. So we're recycling those waste streams from any brand.
Fantastic. And so what do you make with these with this waste, I guess? What are some of the things that you can make with it?
Well, every waste stream's a little bit different, but really generally they're plastic, and we treat them like any other plastic. We melt them, turn them into pellets, and then we can injection mold them into any new plastic product. So we make everything from outdoor furniture, gardening, watering cans, park benches, everything to playgrounds. We even make playgrounds out of the waste, and boardwalks, and all sorts of really interesting things. Really, anything that's plastic can be made from the waste that we collect.
And what about cigarettes? Like, you'd never think that you could recycle a cigarette butt, but what could you make from a cigarette butt?
Well, cigarette butts, they are shredded and separated, and the organic waste, which is the ash, the tobacco and the paper, is composted. And then you're basically left with the cellulose acetate, which is the filter. And that is mixed with other plastics to reduce the toxicity. And then with that particular material, we are turning it into, with our manufacturing partners, we're turning it into industrial grade products. So things like railway sleepers and shipping pallets and so forth.
Fantastic. And talk to us a little bit more about these brigades. How will we be able to get involved in these brigade workshops?
Well, anybody in Australia can go onto our website, which is www.terracycle.com.au, and sign up to any of the brigades, any and all brigades. Mm-hmm. And all you have to do is take a box and start filling it with that waste stream. So lots of groups, people sign up at home to collect at home, but people, schools also sign up to the programs, and community organisations, and then they just have their community bring in their waste streams. So, for example, a school might sign up and ask all of their students to bring in their toothbrushes and toothpaste tubes, for example. And then once the box is full, they go back to the website and they request a free shipping label from us. It's completely free to participate. Pop it in the box and send it to us.
Fantastic.
And then also, when we receive it, we will give 2 cents for every piece of waste that we receive back to the collectors. So it's a great way for schools and non-profit organisations to raise money at the same time.
Oh, and it's so simple. All you have to do is, I guess, leave like a cardboard box next to where you would get rid of your normal waste and make sure that you keep filling it up with all the things that TerraCycle can use.
That's exactly right.
And postage is free, so why wouldn't you? That's fantastic. So what are some of the new and exciting developments we can see in the coming months or years with TerraCycle in Australia?
Well, in America, we're currently trialling a program to recycle used nappies, which is very exciting. In Brazil, we've just developed a program to recycle used chewing gum as well.
Wow. Okay.
So we try to take on the most challenging, difficult waste streams that that exist.
Certainly
We have a lot of success doing this.
That's fantastic.
Hopefully we'll be able to bring those programs to Australia as well.
Yeah, it's almost a novelty factor too. You know, the idea of usually chewing gum, it's something that you would have chewed at school and stuck underneath the table. Not that I ever did that. But, it's fantastic that people can actually think about what it is that they, you know, discarding and the fact that it doesn't need to be harming the environment. Tell us a little bit about Clean Up Australia Day. We all know that Aussies are really keen and excited to clean up our backyard and make sure it's looking great. How is TerraCycle Australia working with Clean Up Australia Day?
Well, we've partnered with Clean Up Australia Day for Clean Up Australia for the day. So every location around Australia that signed up to the program, with the exception of schools, will receive a satchel to recycle their cigarette waste in. So the collectors, when they're collecting the litter, they just have to put the cigarette waste in this satchel, and then they can send it back to us to be recycled completely for free.
Fantastic.
So we're thrilled about that.
Okay, and so all they have to do is go to the TerraCycle website to find out more, is that correct?
Or the cleanup website. And so that promotion exists, well, that event exists just for Clean Up Australia Day with the satchel. But ongoing, people can go to our website and continue to collect for the brigade.
Fantastic. I'll definitely be joining in on that, especially with my Nespresso pods. I have plenty of those that can definitely be put to good use. So thank you so much, Anna, for joining us today, and all the best of luck to TerraCycle.
Thanks, Efrazini. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much. That was Anna Minns from TerraCycle Australia. For more information about TerraCycle or recycling waste, head to mindfood.com.
Mindfood Radio. Smart thinking with Michael McHugh.